Hey there and welcome. I am Monica Spolstra-Metz. I am a certified health coach and I also have my certificate in plant-based nutrition from the T. Colin Campbell Center for Nutrition Studies and E. Cornell. And I'm just super passionate about helping people eat more veggies and maybe less meat so that they can feel amazing and feel empowered about their dietary choices, their food, and what they're getting on the table. So anyway, thanks for joining me if you are joining live or on the recording. Today, I wanted to talk about a topic that we are talking about a lot inside my membership group, which is called More Veggies, Less Meat. We are talking all month, really November and December, we're talking about how to have a healthier holiday season. And so I thought I would bring a little bit of that content over here to my Facebook page to share with you some of my top tips and tricks for setting ourselves up for a healthier holiday season. So we're gonna get into that. Melanie is here, so nice to see you. I love having these weekly live sessions because it's just fun. And then when we, gosh, I can't remember, Melanie, did you do a pantry cooking challenge or was it plant-powered reboot? I think it was plant-powered reboot. Anyway, it's just so fun when you like meet someone through one of those challenges and then, you know, weeks and months later, we're still kind of having a conversation about how to eat healthier. So I love that you're here. And also I just love when you and Paul share about your healthy eating journey in the Facebook group, which if you don't know, if you're watching the replay, I do have a free Facebook group, which is called the Plant Powered Club. And Melanie, as well as her husband, Paul, have an amazing garden. They're so good in the kitchen at meal prep and sharing their recipes. So Melanie and Paul, thank you so much for being an inspiration in that group. The reboot. Okay. Yeah, that's what I figured. Yeah, that's how we met. So anyway, I'm glad you're here. Okay. So let's talk about our healthiest holiday season yet. That is my goal for the people who are doing my paid membership program. And for everybody who's watching this replay, is it's a big question that I have for us is obviously the holidays are going to look different this year. Probably going to be traveling less, probably not going to be going to too many parties. And so if we look at what I call the gift of time, you know, the time that we otherwise would have been spending on going to parties or going out shopping or, you know, all the other things that we do during the holiday season, how can we use that gift of time to actually take better care of ourselves? Because a lot of people, they kind of head into the holiday season without a plan, and then they come out on the other side of the holiday season, just a train wreck, just feeling like, oh my gosh, what have I done? I ate all these foods that didn't agree with me. I drank too much. I was hungover, you know, numerous times. They're just not feeling their best. So my question to a lot of people these days is, well, you know, the holiday season, it's just going to look a little bit different. So what if we used that time or that opportunity to actually take better care of ourselves? What if, you know, what would that feel like in your body? What would that look like? What foods would you be preparing? How do you want to feel all throughout the holiday season? And then especially, how do you want to feel after it's over? My goal for you is that after it's over, you would say, oh my gosh, I feel amazing. Like, this is the best holiday season I've ever had. Granted, it may not have been the most traditional, you know, things look different, but what if we, in spite of all that, what if we came out of the holiday season and we just thought, you know what, that was kind of a weird holiday season, but I feel amazing. I maintained my weight, or maybe you lost some weight. You ate more veggies. You got some healthy meals on the table, especially during the week you drank less. What would that feel like? So I just wanted to jump on live today and talk about some of the tips that can help us get there. Okay, so lesson number one would be set your intention. You know, a lot of people skip over this one. And I think it's a really, really good idea to have intention. I mean, I'd heard that word obviously many, many times throughout my life. But I remember one of the first times that word really resonated with me was when I first started getting serious about going to yoga class. And then I had this one instructor and she would always say, when she started class, she would say, let's set an intention for this class. And she didn't necessarily mean like, oh, I'm going to nail warrior two, or I'm going to nail a headstand or something like that. What she meant was like, just bring a thought or a feeling or a sensation or something into your mind that you want to basically inform this experience of class. You know, maybe you will be, you know, kind of focusing on someone you love. Because I remember at that class, I definitely thought about, I had a tiny, my son was tiny. He was like 2 years old. So I definitely brought him into my heart for that class. And so I just think it's really important to realize like there's a lot going on in the world, especially right now, that we have zero control over. So what's really empowering and refreshing is when we can make an intention for the day ahead, or what do we want to, you know, accomplish this week? I don't really mean it from like an action list or to-do list. It's really more about like how do you want to feel at the end of the day, at the end of the week, at the end of the holiday season? You know, how do you want to feel? So one of my tips is to just plain old set an intention for the holiday season. You know, what would you like that to feel like? And then just journal it out. Just journal it out. Just ask yourself, what would my healthiest holiday season ever look like? What would I eat? What would I drink or not drink? You know, how would I take care of myself? Maybe, you know, holidays can be a really crazy time. We don't get a whole lot of sleep. Maybe a healthier holiday season for you is you're like, I'm going to prioritize my sleep. I'm just going to go to bed consistently. I'm going to, you know, really trick out my sleep practice. I'm going to make the room cool by opening up the windows. I'm going to, you know, avoid screens an hour before I go to bed. Whatever it looks like, just setting an intention, journaling it out, making a plan for what you want the healthiest holiday season yet for you to look like. So that's number one, set an intention. Number two, drink less. This is an easy one. Well, it's easy to say. For a lot of people, it's not so easy in practice. But if you think about it, like we're probably going to be going to fewer parties. And so I realize that a lot of people have been drinking more than usual during the pandemic. But what if you just drink less during the holiday season? Because we all know, like I feel like the people who are, you know, drinking more than they used to, they feel like they need it on some level. But then on another level, there is a voice inside them that's saying like, man, I gotta stop drinking less and this isn't good. I never used to drink this much. Maybe it would be great if you just didn't drink as much. Maybe you didn't drink during the week. And then when the weekend came around, maybe you limited yourself to one or two drinks on a Friday and one or two drinks on a Saturday. What would that look like? So that's tip number two, is to try drinking less. Now, you got to replace it with something else too. So you got to have some kind of nice alternative. So I love Topo Chico mineral water, or making a mocktail out of sparkling water and a few dashes of bitters. Maybe putting some pomegranate seeds in there to make it look festive. You know, there are all sorts of things you can do. But if you're going to drink less, make sure that you have something to replace that habit on those weeknights or those weekends, whatever you're doing. So maybe instead of having a happy hour, you know, it doesn't mean necessarily a happy hour at a bar. Like it could just be happy hour in your, you know, kitchen. Maybe instead of doing that, you are going to go do 20 minutes of online yoga, or you're going to go for a extra, you know, another extra dog walk, you know, with your dog. Or you're just going to spend 15 minutes outside. Whatever it is, just make sure that you have something to replace that trigger, which for a lot of people, like 5 or 6 rolls around at the end of the day, and they're like, you know, it's beer o'clock or it's wine o'clock. Where's my relief? You would need something else to like fit in there. Okay, so lesson three, stick close to your healthiest habits during the week. So what I mean is, eating as clean as you can, eating lots of veggies, your leafy greens, your other vegetables, your cruciferous vegetables like your broccoli and your cauliflower, your Brussels sprouts, beans and legumes, whole intact grains like your brown rice, quinoa, millet, small amounts of nuts and seeds, you know, minimizing your use of oils. Also, ideally, you know, minimizing your use of animal products. Just really trying to stick close to those healthiest habits when you are in control of your own meals. And so this is especially important when it's kind of a normal holiday season, when we're going to a lot of parties or we're not at our home, like at night, we're out and about. But it still can be really important during this holiday season, because what if we just said like, okay, during the week, I'm not, because here's what happens with the holidays. It just, you, not you, but we, get on like this slippery slope of, hey, like I've been so good, I'm gonna, or you know, life is hard, it's so stressful, so I'm gonna start indulging. You know, I'm gonna start taking care of my stress through food and drink. You know, it's human to do that. However, at the end of all that, especially if we do it for a month and a half, which is the holiday season, we're not gonna feel good. So I'm suggesting that we make our weeknights really clean. So eat your healthiest meals, maybe you're abstaining from the alcohol, you're working out during the week, whatever you need to do, going to bed at a reasonable time, 10 o'clock, lights out, whatever you need to do to make sure that you are living your healthiest habits during the week, because then if the weekend comes around, you wanna, you know, kind of like loosen up the reins a little bit, or you're having an outdoor gathering somewhere. I mean, it's, you know, the numbers are up in terms of COVID in our country, so it's a little, I don't really know like what kind of gatherings we're all going to be going to, but let's just say, you know, like let's just live our healthiest times and practices during the week so that when the weekend comes, maybe we can loosen up a little bit. So that would be lesson four, or that would be, sorry, lesson three. Lesson four is, here it's really a strategy in kind of filling up before you get into a situation that's going to be extremely tempting for you. So pre-pandemic, I would coach my clients to just eat a little snack or, you know, a mini meal before going to a dinner party. So maybe having a green smoothie or having a nice salad, you know, with some vegetables on it, or maybe having some hummus and raw vegetables, just to, you know, getting a little bit of food into your tummy so that when you got to that party, you wouldn't be starving and then, you know, want to eat everything in sight. So we're probably not going to be dealing with a lot of those kind of external environments. However, it can still work. Like if you know, if you're going to be cooking an extravagant Thanksgiving meal for you and your family, or, you know, whatever encounters you might be experiencing during the holiday season, it's going to look different for everybody. But what can you do to keep yourself from being just downright starving before you get to mealtime? Like this can work every day. So I also advise my clients to, before dinner or any meal really, about half an hour before, drinks, you know, 8, 12 to 16 ounces of water. Just have the water because one, we're probably dehydrated. You know, everybody could use probably, most people could use a little bit more water, but also that kind of fills up the tummy. And then when we get to our dinner, we're not ravenous, like we're not starving. You know, we don't really want to come to a meal when we just want to eat everything, you know, because then we lack that impulse control. And so drinking some water before mealtime, starting out the meal with a cup of soup or a little bit of salad, that really kind of sets the tone for the meal ahead. Because if you fill up on those healthy things, like a nice healthy soup, a nice salad, then you know your tummy's going to start filling up. Your stomach's density and stretch receptors are going to start, you know, turning on and realizing that food is coming into the system. And so if you eat slowly, so if you start out like by taking the edge off with some water, you know, half an hour before, some soup, some salad, you'll start kind of satiating that hunger so that you can pace yourself and eat a healthy amount in the meal ahead. Because as with Thanksgiving or any meal, like I feel like a lot of us just eat past that point of no return. Really, we should only be filling up like 80%. We want to be gently satisfied. We don't really want to put ourselves over the top so that we feel stuffed. Especially dinner, because what are you going to do? You're not going to go work out. You're not going to use those calories. They're just going to be sitting there, and then you're going to be uncomfortable, and then your sleep quality is not going to be as good because your body will be trying to process that digestion, you know, and that's not really what the body wants to be doing at night. The body wants to be detoxifying the brain, it wants to be repairing muscles and tissues. It doesn't really want to be digesting. So, you know, have your bigger meal earlier in the day, but also if when you get if you're going into a holiday meal or a big meal at night, just kind of, you know, have that water, take the edge off with that soup and salad, just kind of fill up a little bit so that you're not starving. That will really help you control like what happens for that meal, that holiday meal or whatever meal we're talking about. And eat slowly. Just practice mindfulness all throughout the meal. Eat slowly, take a pause, think to yourself, am I still hungry? Do I need to eat more? You know, just really get to know your hunger and satiety levels. Okay, so that is the fourth tip. And then the fifth tip is prioritize sleep. This is really the most important. When we don't get enough sleep, there are all sorts of things that can happen. It can really actually screw up our metabolism. It can trigger cravings so that, the next day, like, we feel hungry, we feel really hungry, but we're not truly hungry. Maybe we just ate a meal like 90 minutes ago, but now we're hungry again. Or now we're craving sweets. What's that all about? Well, sometimes that can be due to lack of sleep. When we get enough sleep, in contrast, that can really support the metabolism, that can diminish those cravings. So really working on your sleep quality this holiday season. A lot of us just try to skate by. We don't think we need it. We just want to like game the system. It seems like such a waste of time for a lot of people. But sleep, getting enough sleep, getting high quality sleep is correlated with longevity. So if we look at it that way, and if we think, well, gosh, if I want to live like my healthiest, longest life possible, then I should really be taking my sleep seriously. And I say the holiday season is, this holiday season is in particular, is a great time to work on that because we're probably going to have fewer evening commitments. And so, I recommend, putting together a little sleep practice, avoiding screens 60 minutes before bedtime, doing something relaxing, like maybe you're having a hot bath, maybe you are doing some meditation, maybe you're reading a book that otherwise you haven't had time for, but just doing some relaxing things, maybe some light stretching, but just doing that before bed so that you can kind of wind yourself down. Maybe earlier in the evening you're enjoying a nice cup of herbal tea like chamomile or kava stress relief tea. Those are two of my favorites. But really working on your sleep practice and just really trying to get the best sleep quality you can over the holiday season because, in turn, I mean, that's going to serve you over the long haul in terms of longevity, but also it's going to help support your immune system, which obviously we all need to keep our immune system strong right now. So that is my last tip. To recap, lesson one, set your intention. There are a lot of things we can't control, but this is one thing that we can. So just setting our intention for the holiday season ahead. What do we want it to look like? What do we want it to feel like? What do we want to feel like during the holidays? And how do we want to feel after the holidays are over? We don't want to get into New Year's and just, I don't know, like just go hog wild, and then, New Year's rolls around and we're all just like, oh my God, what have I done? Maybe we can avoid that this year. Let's set an intention, okay? Number two, drink less or drink nothing alcoholic at all. Whatever's going to resonate with you, just try to drink less. But also replace, if you are, having an evening habit of, your own personal happy hour or, wine or beer or a cocktail or whatever, replace it with something else that you find pleasant. So maybe that's some stretching to some nice online yoga, a mocktail that's fun for you, spending some time outside, calling a friend who makes you laugh, those types of things. Tip three, stick close to your healthiest habits during the week, AKA when you're not at parties or doing party-like behavior. Lesson four, kind of fill up a little bit before you are headed to a bigger meal. Starting out with that water, a soup or a salad, practicing mindfulness during that meal so you can really tell as you're getting full so that you can stop before you're 100% full. And then lesson five, really working on our sleep, really prioritizing our sleep practices so that we can feel nourished that way, so we can wake up feeling refreshed, so our body can repair itself, so our brain can detoxify itself while we're sleeping, so we can feel really, really good this holiday season. Okay, so those are my tips. If you have any questions, if you're joining me live and you have a question, please just pop it into the comment box. In the meantime, I will share with you, Melanie already knows about this, but if you want more support, download my free plant-powered starter kit. It's totally free. It's on my website at monicametz.com/starter kit. And it's just going to be really helpful. If you're new to this game and you're like, I know I want to eat more veggies, but I'm just not sure how, you don't have to be interested or willing in giving up animal products entirely. I'm really here to help people just eat more veggies. And probably less meat, because that's usually what people are interested in when they work with me, but they're not really intending to go 100% plant-based. So if you're not intending to go 100% plant-based, then do not worry about it at all. But in the plant-based power kit, plant-powered starter kit, you'll find some tips for, what that would look like, what that journey might look like for you to eat more veggies. I have several meal planning and meal prep resources, such as a meal planning template. I have a meal prep checklist. I talk about meal prep and how important that is, but essentially it gives you a plan for how you can take some time on the weekend to prep ahead so that your weeknight meals won't take nearly as long. Hopefully, 5, 10, 15, maybe 20 minutes to prepare, which is a lot better than an hour, or 45 minutes. And then I have some sample recipes like my easy green smoothie and kale and quinoa salad, my Thai curry cauliflower soup. I've got a sample shopping list for you and all sorts of goodies in this free starter kit. It's at monicametz.com/starter kit, totally free downloadable PDF. You can print it out, you can just access it like a PDF on your iPad or your computer. Either way, chock full of resources and tips for you. Okay, so lesson number four, Melanie likes that one. Oh, the eat before you get into trouble territory, as I like to say. It doesn't have to be a party. It might not be a party this year. It might just be like any big meal where you're kind of thinking to yourself, you know what? I'm super hungry right now, and I can see that when I get to that meal, I'm just going to overdo it. So instead, I am going to give myself a little starter. I'm going to have some water. I'm going to have some soup or some salad. Either way, like you're hydrating yourself, you're giving yourself some nourishment, some nutrients, so that you can, keep your wits about you when that big meal comes. Okay, so that's it. I'm glad you liked that, Melanie. And the drinking water before. Drinking water before is just great no matter what, because a lot of us forget to drink water throughout the day. And then, a few hours go by and we're like, when did we last drink some water? Oh, yeah, it was a few hours ago. So almost all of us can use some extra hydration, especially right before mealtime. Okay, so that's it. I hope this was helpful. If you haven't already, I hope you download my starter kit at monicametz.com/starter kit. I will be back next week here at Facebook Live, Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific time. And I appreciate you. Thank you so much for watching this video, for taking time for yourself. And I hope you will join me in my mission of helping people have their healthiest holiday season yet. If there was ever a year to take care of ourselves and make sure that we have a healthier holiday season, this is the year. So let's go for it, my friends. Let's be healthy this holiday season. Okay, take care, and I will see you next week.